Judge blocks Pentagon's China military label on Wuzhai AppTech, reshaping biotech supply chain. A federal judge suspended the Pentagon's designation of Wuzhai AppTech as a Chinese military company on August 10, 2026, delivering the contract research organization, a rare legal victory against Washington's escalating campaign to disengage from China's biopharma infrastructure. Judge James Boasberg's decision to block enforcement halts what would have triggered automatic restrictions on U.S. government contracts and intensified pressure on pharma clients to sever ties with the world's largest contract development and manufacturing organization. The ruling arrives as biopharma's reliance on Chinese manufacturing capacity collides with national security doctrine, creating a valuation ceiling across the CDMO sector and forcing capital reallocation decisions that will reshape outsourcing economics through the end of the decade. Wuzhai AppTech had been placed on the Pentagon's list of companies with alleged Chinese military connections, a designation that carries significant commercial consequences for firms doing business with U.S. federal agencies. The legal challenge, heard in federal court, resulted in Judge Boasberg issuing an order to suspend enforcement of the military designation. Details on the scope and duration of the suspension were not disclosed in available reporting. The legal reprieve does not resolve Wuzhai's fundamental exposure to legislative risk. Senate activity on the BIOSECURE Act intensified in August 2026, with renewed pressure on the Treasury Department to implement screening mechanisms for China biotech transactions. The bill, which targets Wuzhai AppTech alongside other Chinese CROs and genomics firms, has bipartisan momentum despite industry objections about disruption costs. Manufacturing sovereignty becomes mergers and acquisitions thesis. The court decision temporarily preserves Wuzhai's ability to compete for certain contracts, but it does nothing to arrest the broader capital migration underway. Institutional investors now price China manufacturing exposure as a structural discount, not a margin advantage. Companies still reliant on Wuzhai or its peers face valuation haircuts in financing rounds and strategic mergers and acquisitions processes, as buyers model in transition costs and timeline risk. The reshoring imperative has already triggered deal activity. Scholar Rock, a Massachusetts biotech developing a spinal muscular atrophy therapy, announced on August 10, 2026, that it removed an Indiana manufacturing site formerly operated by Novo Nordisk from its regulatory application. While the site in question is domestic, the move underscores heightened FDA and investor scrutiny of manufacturing footprints and supply chain resilience. Biotech's advancing late-stage programs now confront dual diligence tracks, regulatory approval risk, and manufacturing sovereignty risk. Access, an ambulatory surgery center group purchasing organization, signed a supply agreement with Johnson & Johnson on August 10, 2026, for cardiac electrophysiology technologies, including pulsed field and radiofrequency ablation systems, 3D mapping platforms, and intracardiac imaging devices. The deal reflects capital flows toward onshore capacity and vertically integrated device ecosystems, insulating ambulatory surgery center operators from geopolitical supply shocks. J&J's Cardo system and related hardware represent domestic alternatives to equipment that might otherwise source components through Asian supply chains vulnerable to export controls. The healthcare mergers and acquisitions environment has bifurcated along supply chain lines. Assets with diversified Western-domiciled manufacturing command premium multiples, while those dependent on Chinese capacity trade at discounts that reflect not just operational transition costs, but also the embedded option value of regulatory forbearance. The Wuzhai court ruling extends that forbearance window, but does not close the valuation gap. Market power economics. The monopoly premium resurfaces separate from the Wuzhai saga, but relevant to institutional healthcare positioning, New pricing transparency data published August 10, 2026, quantified the monopoly premium hospitals extract in consolidated markets. Mission Hospital in Asheville, North Carolina, charged approximately $40,000 for knee replacement surgery under a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan, more than double the roughly $16,000 charged by Catawba Valley Medical Center in Hickory, less than an hour's drive away. Mission Hospital was formed through a regional merger and faces limited local competition, illustrating how consolidation converts into pricing power. The knee replacement differential offers a healthcare analog to the manufacturing sovereignty question. Market concentration, whether in hospital beds or CDMO capacity, allows price extraction that flows through to end payers. In pharma manufacturing, China's CDMO dominance created monopsony-like pricing leverage for Western buyers. As that capacity is politically severed, the pricing power flips. Onshore CDMOs with FDA-approved capacity and slots available in 2027 and beyond can now command premium rates, as biotech buyers face supply constraints and compliance timelines that eliminate negotiating leverage. Data from Seraph Health, a San Francisco startup aggregating hospital and insurer pricing disclosures mandated by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services since 2021, enabled the Mission Hospital analysis. The transparency rules have made it possible to quantify how market structure dictates price across U.S. healthcare, from inpatient procedures to outpatient devices. The same dynamic now governs pharma supply chains. When alternatives are scarce, the supplier sets terms. The Placamium view Judge Boasberg's decision buys Woozai time, but does not alter the strategic endgame. The BIOSECURE Act will pass in some form, Treasury scrutiny will tighten, and pharma clients will continue diversifying away from Chinese manufacturing regardless of legal outcomes. The court ruling is a tactical win in a campaign Woozai has already strategically lost. For institutional capital, the trade is not whether to exit China CRO exposure. It is whether Western CDMO capacity has already priced in the incoming demand surge. We see three vectors of opportunity. First, domestic contract manufacturers with sterile fill finish and biologics capacity will face an order book surge in late 2026 and through 2027 as biotechs currently in preclinical and phase I trials begin locking in manufacturing for pivotal studies. These firms can layer on price increases that biotech buyers will absorb rather than face regulatory timeline risk. Look for margin expansion in mid-tier CDMOs that avoided the spotlight during the Woozai debate but hold the swing capacity. Second, manufacturing footprint becomes a diligence gating factor in pharma mergers and acquisitions. Acquirers will demand clean supply chains, and sellers with unresolved China dependencies will see bids reduced or deals collapse in late-stage diligence. This creates a distressed asset class. Programs with strong clinical data but manufacturing tied to Woozai or peers. Patient capital that can fund manufacturing transitions can acquire these assets at discounts and arbitrage the compliance gap. Third, the hospital monopoly pricing data signals that transparency mandates are now producing actionable datasets for payers and policymakers. Expect this visibility to migrate into pharma supply chain economics, where pricing opacity has long shielded margins. If Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services or private insurers begin demanding manufacturing cost breakouts as a condition of reimbursement or formulary placement, the CDMO margin stack becomes visible and contestable. That would compress returns across the manufacturing value chain and shift bargaining power back to payers, but only after the current capacity crunch resolves. The Woozai court win delays a reckoning but does not prevent it. The capital reallocation from offshore to onshore manufacturing is a multi-year, multi-billion dollar migration that will create winners in domestic capacity and losers in stranded China-dependent assets. The judicial reprieve gives Wuzi's clients additional quarters to transition, which may reduce the magnitude of near-term supply disruptions. But it does nothing to restore the structural cost advantage that made Wuzi dominant. That era ended not with a court ruling, but with the bipartisan consensus that national security trumps manufacturing efficiency. So what? Follow the capacity, not the headline. The Pentagon designation suspension is a legal footnote, not a strategic inflection. Institutional capital should focus on three actions. First, map exposure across portfolio companies to Chinese CDMO dependencies and accelerate manufacturing diligence. Any biotech still forecasting Wuzi or peer capacity post-2027 is modeling risk that equity and debt investors will not underwrite at prior valuations. The discount is real and widening. Second, overweight domestic CDMOs with near-term slot availability and sterile capacity. The bid-ask spread between biotech demand and available capacity will widen through 2027, giving manufacturers pricing power they have not enjoyed in a decade. Revenue visibility and margin expansion are both in play. Third, watch for distressed opportunities in mid-stage biotechs that face manufacturing transitions concurrent with financing needs. The companies with strong phase II data but supply chain complexity will require bridge capital to fund the switch. That capital will come at a cost, creating structured equity or venture debt opportunities with strong downside protection and equity upside. The Wuzi court ruling does not change the direction of travel. It only adjusts the speed. For institutional allocators, that means the window to reposition remains open, but it is narrowing. The firms that moved early on domestic manufacturing capacity will capture the upside. Those still waiting for regulatory clarity will pay a premium to catch up.